Radio Prague News. Trade unions have threatened to halt railway services and block roads unless the government softens its health and pension reforms. The Czech Food Inspection Authority has ordered intensified random checks on all market vegetables in connection with the Spanish cucumber scare. And British police have detained a Czech wanted on suspicion of child abuse. Czech trade unions will halt railway services and block roads after June 10th unless the centre-right government softens its health and pension reforms, the second biggest union group said on Monday. The Association of Independent Unions said it was willing to negotiate up until June 10th, but made it clear that unless a compromise agreement was reached by that date, it would launch a strike and transport blockade without further delay. The government, although weakened by infighting, has so far refused to budge and has stuck to its plan to cut the country's budget deficit below 3% of GDP in 2013. The Czech Food Inspection Authority has ordered intensified random checks on all market vegetables in connection with the Spanish cucumber scare. It emerged on Sunday that over 200 potentially infected Spanish cucumbers were imported to the Czech Republic, of which 120 were sold on the market. The vegetables came from Germany on Tuesday and were distributed to over a dozen retailers in different parts of the country. Potentially infected Spanish cucumbers are believed to be behind an outbreak of E. coli bacterial infections in Germany, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Denmark and the Netherlands. At least 10 people have died of the infection in Germany, and another 30 are reported to be in serious condition. British police on Friday detained a 37-year-old Czech paedophile who was wanted by the Czech authorities on suspicion of child abuse, the Czech police presidium reported on Monday. The man, who has a record of child abuse, was reportedly spending time abroad in order to avoid outpatient medical treatment which the court had ordered him to undergo. The suspect is believed to have abused a 5-year-old girl in southern Moravia last year. If found guilty, he could face up to 10 years in prison. Academicians and NGOs who were to assist the Education Ministry with the task of integrating Romani schoolchildren in the education process have abandoned the endeavour and are refusing to cooperate with the Ministry further, saying it has no intention of making any real progress on the issue. Tomáš Habat from the NGO People in Need said the Education Minister, Jozef Dobeš, was not serious about tackling the problem, and the group set up to deal with it was practically paralysed as a result of personnel changes made by him. Amnesty International has issued a similar statement saying the Czech Republic is likely to be hit by sanctions for failing to take any action against discrimination of Romani children in the education system. President Václav Klaus and the First Lady, Livia Klaus, are to reopen the newly reconstructed Golden Lane below Prague Castle on Wednesday. The lane, with its charming row of Mannerist-style houses dating back to the late 15th century, has just undergone the most extensive reconstruction in its history. Prague Castle administration, which paid 34 million crowns for the reconstruction of one of the most visited sites of the Prague Castle compound, has made sure that its historic value is well preserved. After the street reopens, some of the houses will serve as museum exhibits, their interiors reflecting their former use: a goldsmith's workshop, an alchemist's den, or a fortune teller's home. The police say it was not in their power to stop a 33-year-old driver from speeding down a Czech motorway in the opposite lane. The man, a foreign national who was later found to be on drugs, caused 10 lighter accidents as he sped down the R10 motorway from eastern Bohemia to Prague for a stretch of over 70 kilometres. The police said on Monday it was not in their power to close down the motorway within so short a time, and radical action would have put other unsuspecting drivers at risk. The man was going in the opposite direction at a speed of 180 kilometres per hour, dodging cars and forcing them to the side of the road. The police only arrested him after he had left the motorway on the suburbs of Prague. He has been charged with endangering public safety, for which he could get up to 8 years in jail. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.